Hey, this is Kat Kahn from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And Tanya Rice from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are grateful you've joined us.
And we cannot wait to share with you.
The musings of a couple of yogis.
We hope you learn, laugh, and enjoy
And we hope you will share with us.
any of your comments or questions.
Without further ado, this is Two Pittas on a Pod. Hi, Kat.
Hey, Tanya.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How about you?
I'm good. How's your jet lag?
My jet lag is strong. The force is strong. I got back Sunday night. I was on the Danube River from Budapest in Austria and Germany. And I got back Sunday night late, and I taught class Monday night. And it's the funniest thing. My classes are always kind of like, oh my gosh, are you jet lagged? I'm like, yeah. And it's one of those things that I try so hard to be easy on those days, but I know I'm feeling jet lagged. So I always just kill everyone. And I try so hard to not kill people. And last night I kept going, is everything okay? And they're all like, yeah. And then they're like, okay, we're dying now. Thank you. We're dying now. Thank you. So my jet lag manifests in odd little ways.
That's hilarious. How was the trip?
It was fabulous. I had never really thought about going to Budapest. And what a neat city. Very neat city. But it's only 37 years free, that and some of the places we visited. So that was really interesting seeing the difference in those cities compared to the sparkly cities in Western Europe. So very eye-opening. And those people have such pride of country and pride, and they own all of the bad times too. They're like, yeah, we were kind of jerks on this part or that part or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, I
it was
mean,
very interesting.
let's be real, no country is free of jerkiness.
Yep.
Yep. So we're talking about detox today as sort of part two to our declutter episode from last week, as we were talking declutter of things and space and mindset, etc., and now sort of the detox. But before we go there, I have to kind of report, because as I was editing, we talked about a couple of the things we were going to report back on. And one thing was you had a shelf under your bathroom sink with your hair products. Did you do it?
I did, and not only did I do that, I went and cleaned out my makeup drawer and I got rid of some things that I have been hanging on to forever because I thought, well, I paid for it, and even though I don't like it and it's the wrong color, I'm not going to get rid of it. So I even decluttered that too. So, yeah. And
Woohoo!
what about you?
I did. I kind of have, ever since I did the bookshelves and rearranging, I have, I don't know, maybe gone a little ape shit, but I did the tool shelf and I took pictures because I feel really proud of it. And I have since like disassembled all my shelves here and redid all the things. And then I did a closet down here and I did some shelves down in the basement. And I thought I had done a really good job of sort of reorganizing my closet. But now, as I was thinking about it, seven garbage bags later for donation, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I really didn't even touch the things that are in the crates down below. And I really should pull everything out and then decide what actually is going to go back into that closet. So if you were to look at my closet right now, you'd see it's all kind of laying on the floor in my office because as soon as we hang up, I'm going to finish annihilating that. But the thing I'm kind of most proud of is I need to report about my book reading because remember I said I'm on a hiatus.
Yes.
So I have seven books done and I have four books half done. And I say four books half done because sometimes for me, when they're like really smart books or really self-helpy, I can't just read them cover to cover. I have to give myself a little bit of digest time and read something different.
Right.
So that's why. But I have to report that there are a couple that I really think you should read.
Okay. Well, text them to me or you want to share them on here?
Well, I think there's two of them that I want to share on here. One of them is called the Sedona Method, which is written by the Ellis's, Dr. Ellis. Super great book. I was surprised. I think I had started it previously and I wasn't giving it weight. And now that I was like, no, you're going to read this book, I was pleasantly surprised. And along with it then is the Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy. And also that goes along with, and I think we're going to talk about positive psychology somewhere in our path of podcasts that we have coming up. But that one really was like that rational thinking versus irrational thinking. And it really lined up very well with the Buddha Brain book that I know you read with me during our 300-hour yoga teacher training, because it's kind of that whole first dart, second dart theory. And just because the first dart hits you doesn't mean you should pick up the second dart and throw it at yourself in addition, right?
Right.
And so that rational emotive behavior therapy, what they call REBT, was like right on the money. I was like, dang, that shit's good.
Well, you know, I'm on Amazon right now looking them up as we're talking, but there's a bunch of the rational emotive behavior therapies by Albert Ellis, of different ones. So you're just going to have to let me know exactly which one. Is a picture of him on the front?
Mine was not. Mine was a smaller version, maybe a more condensed version, but I can, yeah, for sure share those.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm like, okay, I set the goal and you and I said, we're going to check back Memorial Day weekend. So my goal is they're going to be done. That's the goal. So that's what I'm working on. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I am proud. Everyone that's listening now, make sure you comment on how proud you are of us for getting our stuff done.
We said we were going to do it and we didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let us know what you did and if you got anything done.
If you decluttered something, we need to know. Yeah. And we'd love before and after pictures, which I took a before, so maybe I'll take an after and then we'll see how we feel about it.
Yeah.
I didn't take a before of the workbench and I did not take a before of my closet, which I should have done, but oh well.
Yeah, I didn't take it before.
I know.
So, should have, but there you go. But speaking on decluttering, moving into detox, you know, we're constantly processing things that we eat and we drink, but we're also processing our thoughts and our emotions. You know, some of our decluttering stuff helps us to physically and mentally detox, because that can really, it can make you sick when you're hanging on to all of that. But detoxing can slow us down a lot and make us less effective. And so that's one reason we wanted to talk about it today.
Yeah. And the thing is we also don't realize how many toxins we physically carry in the body. And, you know, whether it is, you know, toxins of like the airways and allergens and, you know, we're talking spring and, well, although we're not talking spring in Minnesota because we just literally had like 30 inches of snow in the last 4 days. But
oh, wow.
We had no snow all winter long, and then all of a sudden it decided to dump 8 inches, wait a day, dump 12 inches, wait a day, dump 6 inches, wait a day, dump 4 inches. It's been ridiculous.
Wow.
So most of us have either been snowed in or modified our work schedules, or we've been out there driving white knuckled and very slowly to get around. But yeah, so anyway, that's how it goes. But back to the case in point about allergens, and spring is at some point going to hit us. And I know that before the snow flew, already people were getting colds and stuff. So, I mean, just even the cleanliness of our airways, the detox of our lymphatic system, and then, of course, the detox of our gut and our gut health. And those three are the big ones, right? Yeah. And you and I talk about oils all the time, but man, I've been piping peppermint oil and eucalyptus oil in my diffuser in, you know, every way possible. And that's been helpful for me. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that I know that's super helpful is also using frankincense and or thieves. There's a lot of other oils that are super great for detox and spikenard. There's some really good ones. Tulsi is a good one too for keeping your immunity up. All super great oils. So yeah, for sure, when it comes to cleansing. Then I know one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is lymphatic cleansing. And people don't realize how easy it is to do lymphatic cleansing. We talk about it in some of our postures, any of the postures where we're like doing Jalandhara Bandha, where we're taking and tucking our chin in, or we're opening our throat. Anything that's like fifth chakra work is super great for working the lymphatic of the throat and neck. But so also is, you know, using your own fingers and doing massage and, you know, pulling that skin towards the jaw and then pulling the skin down the neck to help flush through the lymphatics of the nodules in the throat. You think about all of the lymph nodes and such that happens just in the jaw and neckline. But you think about eagle posture, where we're squeezing through the armpits and working the lymphatic in the arms. Yeah, you think about, well, all the things. But there is, you can Google, just go and Google up lymphatic massage. And you can find videos and just follow the videos. And guaranteed, you do it 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, you're going to keep yourself immune high. And you, it's like taking your airborne and your zinc. And speaking of, add metals, friends. You should be adding metals. At any point in time you start to feel run down, add your metals, get your vibrations back up high, take your zinc, your magnesium, take your silver, get your metals back up.
You know, one thing that some people may be asking themselves is why is it important to cleanse ourselves? Because it serves a lot of purposes. So those are a lot of incredible tips. So you probably are going to need to replay those again and make sure you take notes on some of those, because those are a lot of great tips. But some of the reasons why you want to, because that's when I first started doing any kind of cleanses. I was like, why do I need to do this? My body is very efficient at cleansing itself. And it is. But when you are very mindful about it, you can get rid of a lot of things that can be slowing you down, and it leaves a lot more space for positive things in your life. So if you get rid of negative thoughts and emotions, for instance, it's like kind of cleaning out your closet, and it leaves room for more things that are beneficial in your life. And when you're cleansing your body and your mind, it helps you to recoup and to recharge and return to the normal functions. It helps your body perform better, so that you feel more energized and you're physically and mentally and even spiritually more clean and ready to, I guess, combat the day or to take on the day. And, you know, we're all about spring cleaning and stuff now. This, you know, but there's a lot of times you'll see people that go to a store and they'll buy a detox kit. And those are not really the way you want to do that, because if you just follow a very healthy diet with nutritious foods, you don't really have to buy a detox kit. But using the oils, the essential oils, especially the really good ones like Tanya sells, they are not going to have a lot of harm. They're not going to have harmful things in them that can hurt you. They're just going to help your body work more efficiently.
Yeah, it's fun that you, you know, go down the path of cleansing the mind and such. One of the things that I had recently been talking to a friend of mine about was the simplicity of using pranayama to detox the mind. You know, we've all done it where we get like cyclic in our mind thoughts and we're like, oh my gosh, that thing just blah, blah, blah. And then we're like, okay, you're not going to think about it anymore. You're going to calm yourself down. Everything's going to be fine. And then 2 days later, it's like back up and you're spinning on it again. And it's like, like I thought I had, you know, purged this. Why is this coming up again? You know, being able to tap into either meditative practices or specifically pranayama practices, but being able to be, you know, okay, I'm going to just pause on this for a second. I'm going to take a nice big inhale and I'm going to take a double long exhale. I'm going to do that three times. And even that should be enough to help. But if it's not, do it 10 times, do it 20 times. I don't care. But figure out what you need to do. And even though we don't realize it, it's also helping, you know, cleanse that circulatory system, because we're flushing good, healthy, oxygenated blood through the system. I mean, it's doing much more for the body than we give it credit for. I mean, we've talked about pranayama, we've talked about its importance, but we've not really sort of equated it on the detox level. But your breath is huge.
Yeah. Speaking of your breath, tongue scraping is fabulous. And I know Tanya's a big proponent of tongue scraping, but that's a great way to get rid of a lot of toxins first thing in the morning. And it does improve your oral health.
Indeed, and throw in some oil pulling, some oil swishing. It's fun too, as you talk about it, because, you know, we've talked about an Ayurvedic morning routine ad nauseum. We've talked about an evening routine, but just in general, the more that I get into studying, you know, the Ayurvedic science, and you're going to laugh because I'm in my herbology, my pharmacology class, we're on the 42nd herb. And I feel, like talk about detox. I'm like, I feel like I should be taking all 42 of them. What am I supposed to do with all this information? So I actually got myself these, you know, cute little spiral bound notebooks so that I can just do one herb per page. And then I'm going to have it coded at the bottom. Like, is this for, I'm going to do two lines, one for chakras. And then I'm going to do another line for like actual body systems. Like, is this good for the nervous system, the digestive system? Is it?
Let's do a whole podcast on that.
Oh my gosh. Well, considering
I'll just be sitting here going,
considering I'm on like hour 60 of the education, it would be really hard to squish it all into one podcast, but we can sure give it a try. But it's funny because as I get more into Ayurveda, I realize the importance it is in sort of this daily detox. And to your point, I don't need to go to the store and buy a detox kit that's going to have some synthetic things that are going to literally make you poop out your brain and whatever else, you know, colon cleanse or whatever. We don't need to do that if, to your point, we're staying on a healthy diet that is prescribed for our dosha and that we're eating within that plan. And maybe at worst, it might ask you to do a rice cleanse for 3 days just to reset the colon and then start onto a fresh diet. And now you say, well, who would be the person that would need that? Well, the person who's maybe not doing mindful eating, but they're ready and they're like, okay, I really would like to get on a path of mindful eating. How can I start? And I would say, okay, well, start removing, you know, some of those hardcore boxed or frozen meals that you've been eating, and let's get you on to a cleaner regimen. So maybe a 3-day kachari cleanse would be great for you. Rice and vegetables, 3 days. You don't have to starve. You can have the rice in the morning with, you know, some cinnamon and sugar on it. That's a healthy breakfast. Maybe you have some, you know, cooked apples or something. And then at lunch, you can have your kachari loaded up with vegetables. And then for dinner, if you want to throw a piece like chicken breast with it, you know, you can still eat, but you're eating in a way that your body's going to say, okay, this is interesting. What am I going to do with this? This is all healthy and good stuff. And then day two, you're eating the same thing. It's like, oh, okay, well, I need to push that out and work on this. And then by day three, your body's back into this format of gut detoxing within 24 hours. And remember, we talk about that all the time, that the toxins are going to build up in your gut if you're not recycling your food every 24 hours. So doing a 3-day kachari cleanse, which is healthy food, is going to do that for you in a healthy way, as opposed to like an explosive, I need to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes because now it's coming out because I drank this magic drink. Let's not do that.
Yeah, let's don't do that.
let's not do that. But it's cool because Ayurveda in itself, the science of it literally supports and eliminates toxins from the body. It's there to help you increase your energy and your vitality. It's there to support healthy weight management. It's there to relax the central nervous system and calm the mind. It helps to reestablish your natural state of balance in your body and the body that your regular constitution wants. And it helps to promote your optimum health and well-being. So literally the whole science of Ayurveda is basically about this. Get the crap that's in your body out of your body, and all of a sudden your body's going to feel better. And you're going to start doing things. You're going to start feeling alive again. You're going to start feeling, you know, excited and joyful. And when you take the weight of all those toxins off of you, yeah, it frees the mind up. It frees everything up. And then you can be like, hey, let's go.
Well, I've got 3 more things that are easy for you to do if you're not really ready to do the food detox. But one thing that you can easily do, and I have a dry brush. I just, honestly, I get lazy and I don't do it sometimes. So maybe I need to to challenge myself until next week to dry brush every day. But, you know, all you need is a body brush that you can brush your skin gently with. And your skin's dry when you do it, so you don't bathe beforehand or shower. I always shower after because I feel like I have dry skin, so I just want to shower it off. But it's a great way to stimulate the lymphatic system. And it's such a good circulatory thing. Do you dry brush?
Oh, every day.
And I'm lazy.
Now, I'm going to give you a caveat. I have made it a combined practice. So I actually use my dry brush in the shower with my oil. And so I use my dry brush, I pour my oil on my dry brush, and I stand outside the stream of water, I dry brush my whole body, and then I step into the stream of water, and all my oil and everything just, you know, is yummy. And then when I get out of the shower, I lotion up my body with my oil again. And so Yeah, it's a combination I do. But yes, I dry brush every day.
Well, one thing that I do, another easy thing that you can do is a contrast shower. And I actually love doing this. You're alternating between hot and cold water. And it's really a great way to rejuvenate your body and your mind. And it's a good way to wake yourself up too. Or it's a good way to help you relax to go to bed, depending on, you know, which one you're, if you're taking a shower in the morning or in the evening. But it does help boost your circulation as well. It improves your energy. And it's so easy. You turn your shower on and you set the water for as warm as you can handle. I mean, you don't want to scald your skin off, but it should be very warm. And you stand in that water, in the warm water, for 2 to 3 minutes. Then you switch the temperature as cold as you can handle. And the cold water is going to be uncomfortable, but after you stand there for about a minute, and so you do 2 to 3 minutes in the hot and then 1 minute in the cold, and then you switch back to the hot, and you can repeat that cycle 2 to 3 times. I have to say, I look forward to the cold. At the first time, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hate this cold. But then after I go back to the hot, then I'm looking forward to the cold, because you can feel that your body's responding well to it. I guess it's kind of like that, kind of a very easy way of doing polar plunge. I mean, you're in Minnesota in the snow. I mean, you guys must have a hot tub, and you get in the hot tub and you go dive in your 30 inches of snow, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. And then the other thing that is a very good way to cleanse your body and your mind, and I will include body in this, and I know this is going to kind of surprise you because I don't think you saw me bringing it in on this episode, but journaling.
I know,
because it's helpful to let go of the thoughts and emotions that you have unconsciously blocked from coming to the surface, and it helps you with any emotions that you've repressed. You know, when you get rid of a lot of these emotions that you're holding on to, that will keep you from being as depressed. So that affects the physical body as well. When you're depressed, when you have a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, you can increase your risk of all kinds of things, to include, you know, heart problems. So if you can just start with just a simple little ritual and maybe come up with just one topic. It's easy to overthink it when you're journaling. And I remember, in fact, I think I still have a text message. I tried to find and make sure this is the right one. But you had sent me a note because we had talked about journaling. And you said, I can't journal. I said, well, then just pick up a book, open it to anywhere and read a page and then set it down and write. And you wrote me a text message. I could have sworn I put it on here, but I didn't. And you were like, holy shit, this is magic.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal day. And I remember the page and I remember the text message. And yeah. And I do have to say that, you know, you pushing me to be a better journaler has made me a better journaler. And I do feel like, in general, you're right. In so much as it does help you to release some of the toxic junk that goes on in your head. And, you know, for me, it's a lot of things where, you know, I like journaling prompts. So if it's something where at the top of the page, I can be like, I release 3 things, AKA I detox these 3 things. And then at the bottom of the page, I am grateful for these next 3 things. That's a really lovely way to end a day, by releasing 3 pieces of junk that were spinning in your head and being grateful for 3 lovely things. So
I love that. And you just gave me a great idea. That's why I'm writing. I'm like, oh my gosh, on our next challenge, I'm going to have people do that exactly that way.
Yay. Yay. So there you have it. Detox, the mind, the body. You got all the tools. Get to it. We want to hear how it goes.
Perfect. I'm Kat Kahn.
And I am Tanya Rice.
And this is Two Pittas
on a Pod signing off.
Thank you for listening to Two Pittas on a Pod. We're grateful you joined us. Join us again for more musings of a couple of yogis.
We hope you learned, laughed, and enjoyed this podcast. And we hope you will share your comments or questions.
Email us at twopittasonapod@gmail.com.
And like us on Facebook and Instagram at Two Pittas on a Pod.